You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So this week, we are going to talk about 2016 and how you can better yourself in this year and some tools that might inspire you to move forward in your goals.
Yes. You know, there's been a lot of things going on, a lot of shifts and shaping in the spiritual world, but also in the human world, as in humanity. And people are starting to just wake up to the fact that if we all work together, this earth could be a beautiful place to live. So that being said, you and I have gone to quite a few seminars and we keep up with who's out there motivating who.
Let's talk a little bit about that. We just came to a couple days ago. We went to Les Brown. Mm-hmm. And it was called Get Motivated. It was a business seminar, but they had Les Brown was there. Lou Ferrigno, who played the Incredible Hulk, for all those that you remember on TV.
Amy Rowling.
Amy Rowling. She's the little person from
Little People.
Little People.
There was a handful of others.
Yeah, and a lot of really inspirational people out there doing some great things. And it was really an eye-opening experience because each person had about 20 or 30 minutes, but they all brought something different to the table.
What I loved about it was that everyone was in the same thought pattern, basically, of encouraging you to be the better person that you know you have inside you.
Yes.
And I think that it's time for the human population, I don't care where you live or who you are, to reevaluate themselves and see what is it that I'm doing great as a human and what is it that really could be improved in my own self as a human. And can you imagine if everybody in the world took 5 minutes to look at themselves and make that determination and see the 1% change that they can make to really make massive shifts in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what this show's all about today. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about different stories and about different things that can help you make a shift in your life to get what you really desire.
And it really doesn't take much. It really doesn't, which is a beautiful thing to hear because no one really wants to put a lot of effort into anything unless they're super in love with whatever that subject is. So we're going to tell you about the 1% rule, and it's a very exciting little tidbit to have in your pocket. And know that it can make massive changes for you. We are currently, Tony and I, are currently putting together some shows of our own for this coming 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Energize Your Vibes, which is a positive, feel-good show that infuses not only food for thought, but some positive music as well.
Yes.
And we are also doing some spiritual reading classes and we've got a new workbook and CD coming out with lyrics in it, and we've got some new programs coming out for 2016. So it'll be exciting to share them with you, and happy, happy, happy to have you along for the ride with us this year. Okay, so first up, we are going to have a little special story about 1%. And we're going to really hope that this will jog something for you in your mind or help you to inspire someone else even by 1%, and you'll see what we mean. Here we go. Okay, so you've heard of the Tour de France. It's a bike riding race that goes all through France. I believe it's like a couple of days type of thing. It's a long, long, long thing, been going on for a number of years. So Britain, Great Britain, has never won the Tour de France.
That's because they don't live there.
Okay. They've never won the Tour de France. So their coach, they got a new coach this year, and this coach says, I'm going to make things happen. And so they're like, well, how are you going to do something different from everyone else? He says, well, I have a different strategy. I work on the 1% rule. Well, what is that? He says, I believe that if you move everything in your life up by 1%, you can gain all of the momentum that you need to gain to get to the goals you're trying to get to. Okay. So they start optimizing the things that you might think of for a bicycling team. They improve the nutrition by 1%. They improve their weekly training by 1%. They improve the ergonomics on their bike seat by 1%. They improve the weight of their tires by 1%. They didn't stop there, though. They went deeper. They found a pillow that would give you the best sleep, and they'd take that to all the hotels they had to sleep in when they were training in all these different cities. They would test for the most effective massage gels. They were teaching riders the best way to wash their hands to avoid infection so they're not sick. They searched for 1% improvement in every single aspect of their life. Guess what happened? They won the Tour de France. That same year, they also won the Olympic Games and dominated the competition by winning 70% of the gold medals in the bicycling Olympic Games.
It's amazing.
The year after that, they repeated it, and they won the Tour de France again. Many have referred to the British cycling feats in the Olympic and Tour de France tournaments over the past 10 years as the most successful run in modern cycling history. The most successful run in modern cycling history, all because they adjusted what they were doing in life by 1%.
It's amazing when you break it down to what they were doing, because you could see the aerodynamics of a seat and
the air in the tire.
The air in the tires and stuff like that. But then to go beyond that and go, well, you know, let's wash our hands a special way to avoid getting sick. And let's,
how are we getting the most rest?
Yeah, grabbing a pillow. So when they started getting into that aspect of it, it really got me to think of what are you currently doing that you want to improve upon, and how can you improve upon it? So if you want more time in your day, maybe if you set your alarm clock 10 minutes early to get something done, or if you take another 5 minutes to do this, or if you cut back on the time that you watch TV, that allows you to spend more time on your goal setting, or
right,
less time on Facebook to do this. It's all these little things that add up, and it's really amazing.
I'll read you their overview. Their overview is here's the bottom line of this conversation. First they start out with a Jim Rohn quote. Success is a few simple disciplines practiced every day, while failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day. Jim Rohn, thank you very much.
Yep.
So the wrap-up starts out with that, and it says, you probably won't find yourself in the Tour de France anytime soon, but the concept of aggregating marginal gains can be useful in your life all the same. Most people talk about success and life in general as an event. We talk about things like losing 50 pounds or building a successful business or winning the Tour de France as if they're an event, right? But the truth is, the most of the significant things we do in life are not standalone events, but rather the sum of all the moments we chose to do things 1% better or 1% worse. The aggregated or collected amount of marginal gains or losses makes a difference. There is power in small wins and slow gains. This is why average speed will yield average results. This is why the system is greater than the goal. This is why mastering your habits is more important than achieving a certain outcome. Where are the 1% improvements in your life? Woo!
That's
pretty strong.
Powerful. Yeah. Yeah, and if you take that concept and apply it towards your current goals for 2016, you'll be amazed on what you possibly can find, because there's probably things that you're doing that you had no idea. If I make this 1% change here, minor adjustments here. And I think what you said earlier is, like, most of us try to make this big adjustment and this big change, and it's like, it's small things. If you want to lose weight, you don't have to constantly go to the gym every single day and change your entire diet. Start with small changes.
Lose the sugar out of your coffee, you.
Me.
We had this conversation this morning.
Yes.
Coffee's not bad for you if you don't have sugar in it, but who wants to drink coffee without sugar?
I know. Especially my coffee. It's very dark. But I want to add to this goal setting thing, and I wanted to add a thought that I'm taking on right now. And for me personally, setting some goals, for 2016 is I'm starting with the actual goal that I want to achieve fully written out. If the final goal is to win the Tour de France, for example, going back to the story that we're using, that is the final outcome. What do I need to do to get to that final outcome? And start working backwards. A lot of times we try to work forwards, but we don't know what our final destination is. If we know what our final destination is, and that's what we want, and that's what we're focusing on, work backwards to say, how do I get there? Maybe it's finding a mentor. Maybe it's making a 1% change. Maybe it's studying up more on how other people have won. Do your research. There's so much information today available to us on the internet that
And if you're not an internet amazing. Person, the library is packed.
But it's asking those questions. Right. You know, it's asking those questions and saying, someone else has achieved this. Someone else has done this. If someone else has lost weight, there's a book out there on how to lose weight. If someone else has won the Tour de France, there's books out there on how they've gone about doing it. Not necessarily a step-by-step, but there's enough information out there for you to take your own approach and change what you are doing currently to better yourself to get to that place. Because let's face it, if you're going to do the same thing this year like you did last year, chances are you're going to be in the same exact place.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the year.
Which only makes sense.
Yeah. I think they call insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yep, I have heard that. And yes. You know what? It's never a bad thing to be reminded of that.
It's a simple statement, but it's worth repeating. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is a definition of insanity.
So speaking of rims to the road, I'd like you, Tony, to play a song for us that you wrote called Road to Me. And Road to Me, in my perspective when I listen to the song, is about searching inside of myself and finding things that I can not only change but improve, but just really pinpointing who I am and where I'm going. Tell me your perspective on writing the song.
It's the same thing. It's just basically taking some time to reflect upon yourself to go, where am I going and where do I want to be?
Okay, so let me just say to you that the lyrics, I got it. Apparently, I got it.
Yes.
So you'll get it, too. I think this is a really beautiful song that we have sent to a lot of people who were really on the fence about what they were doing in their life, and it's helped them to make some shifts. So, for you, this is Road to Me by Saint Tone.
Walked the day into the woods by myself. All I got was lost. I took turns and twists and slides and climbed around the branches of my thorns. And I got so lost on the darker side. Let's light it up. Way too confusing, Lord, it's right. But I'm searching, yeah, to find the road to me, please. I'm hoping, yeah, to find the road to me. Find the road to me. road to me. Free. Before I lose control and I kick back, relax my mind, take some time, just unwind. And I meditate upon myself, deep breath of faith, deep breath of well. Become a magnet to my soul to help me find strength to find the road to me.
That was Road to Me by Saint Tone. If you want to hear that song and many other positive songs, be sure to go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com and get your fill of some positive music. So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Just before Christmas, there was a high school wrestler who passed away actually on the mat during a match. His lungs collapsed during a championship. The gentleman that he was wrestling with, he and this guy had wrestled against each other. They had been rivals for a number of years growing up together in the wrestling world, and this was their senior year of high school. So the gentleman passed away, unfortunately, at 19 years old, and the rival on the next match that followed, the rival now was in number one spot because his competition, the gentleman who had just passed away, was obviously no longer in the number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
So this gentleman, who was now in number one, was wrestling for the title match, was scheduled to wrestle for the title match, and he saw the gentleman who passed away, his parents and grandparents, in the audience. And he decided not to dress out to wrestle. He walked over to them when it was his turn to wrestle. Instead of walking to the mat, he walked over to the parents and grandparents and told them that he didn't want to wrestle today because he wasn't wrestling against their son, and that their son was the finest wrestler he had ever wrestled against, and that in his efforts to honor their son, he was forfeiting the game today because he couldn't wrestle with their son.
Wow. That's, I mean, for a high school student, for anyone actually, to actually take that stance or take that approach is very powerful.
So they asked one of the columnists who was there for the Spencer Daily Reporter writing for that town. They asked the columnist, you know, what did you think about this kid doing this today? And his answer was, there are touchdowns, there are dunks, there are goals, but I've never felt anything quite like those few minutes in that field that raised every hair on the back of my neck and reminded me that wins and losses are forgotten, but compassion will always be shown.
Awesome.
Isn't that a cool story?
That's a great story.
It's sad for the parents, and obviously, you know, there was obviously something wrong with the child. But for that kid to have been instilled by his parents such grace is just really amazing for me. And congratulations to that young man and his parents for being upstanding citizens of that nature.
Well, it really just shines a new light on things like, look, your son passed away and I want to respect that.
Honor it.
And regardless if I win or lose this match, it's not going to change the fact of what's happened. But I want to show your respect in the best way I feel I could is to do this. So
absolutely.
You know, great for him.
This story comes out of the UK, and I love, love, love this story. There's a gentleman that lives in a nursing home. He's a 95-year-old war veteran, and he still plays the piano, and he is extremely active, and he's in a nursing home. So one of the helpers in the nursing home, a guy named Sam, decided that he was going to do something really cool for the old guy, and he put an ad out in a paper asking for musicians to come and accompany the old guy at the nursing home.
Okay.
Come perform with him. Because he's been playing by himself for a lot of years,
yeah,
right?
So he's ready to jam with some other guys.
Yeah. So this guy puts out the request, and he gets 80 musicians to show up. 80.
80?
80 musicians to show up.
Well, you know us musicians.
The average,
we like to get together and jam.
The average age was 75.
Awesome.
So how cool was that? The ages ranged from 30 to 92 years old. And so now they have a program every week where these the certain group of guys show up, guys and women. There's a woman in a wheelchair that's 92 years old that showed up to sing. But they have a weekly session now at the nursing home for all the patrons with this guy, 97 years old, getting to play with a band again. And they do a jam once a week, a jazz jam.
That's awesome. I think, you know,
how cool is that?
Music is so powerful when you can actually let guys like that continue to feel it and experience it with other players.
Yeah.
It's just a whole nother level. I mean,
well, somebody donated a drum kit and the drummer's 88 years old.
That's very cool, man. I just love that.
And I love the fact that this guy, Sam, goes, you know, this dude is 97 years old and he still loves what he does. And wouldn't it be sweet if he could do this with other people? Because he talks about when he was in a band back in the day, but now he doesn't have one anymore.
Right.
And how cool of that guy? What did it take him, 5 minutes to post an ad?
Well, also, as soon as he posted that ad, he realized there were so many other guys out there who wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's like,
set up a program.
You just brought together 80 different musicians who all wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about music is, it's something that you can do by yourself and fully engage yourself and enjoy by yourself. And then you could do it and have a whole bunch of other people enjoy it also. So it's a selfish act that other people can enjoy.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
You know, because
it's
a
win-win anyway you cut it.
Yeah, it's something you enjoy by yourself. You don't necessarily need a crowd to entertain because it's entertaining just to play guitar or just to play music.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Great story. Love that. It just goes to show you, make a small amount of effort and you could, like literally there, they're not only changing the life of that 97-year-old man, they're changing the lives of the 80 people who are now doing this and they're changing the lives of all the patrons in that nursing home who are getting to hear this every week now.
Right, getting to hear a full live
band. Yeah, that is like a win-win-win. I love that one.
Absolutely.
So this next story is really cool too and this one's a longer story but I wanted to really go through this because this is something that we all can use to advance our own lives in whatever direction we're looking to do that in. So this also happens to be out of England. They're making changes over there, people. Better keep our eye on them.
Cross the pond.
There is a coach who says, if you improve every tiny thing by just 1%, you can dramatically change your life. Now think about that. Change every little thing about what you're doing or your life by 1%. How much does it take to make a 1% shift? Not
and this is
much.
And what I really love about this story is it can be applied to anything that you are currently doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So just keep that in mind. And how these guys use it, you can use it towards anything that you're currently doing. Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere unless you change it. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere unless you change it.
I know a lot of us that try to ride around on a flat tire.
On the rim. We're riding the rim, people.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's because you don't really realize how bad of an attitude you have towards something. And I was just reading a book this morning by an author who had said how he changed his life. He was a forklift driver, and he hated his job. And he was trying to figure out how to get into a better position. And a little thing went off in his head saying, change your attitude about your job and pretend that you like it and work towards changing your attitude about your situation. And as he did, he started to see changes.
Imagine that.
So sometimes you're in a situation where you don't really care for the situation, but it's your perspective of the situation that you can change. Therefore, you can make it better for yourself or try to find the good things that are happening with that. So if you don't care for your job, what are the things that your job is providing for you that you do care for? You know, so change your attitude about it.
That's a really good thought there. Now, I want to do something a little different today because we can. I was looking through some positive quotes, and I came across something that I found to be very interesting. What was interesting was these are all quotes that were created by famous people, okay? So I'm going to run a few of them by you. just a handful, maybe four or five. The first one's going to be by Helen Keller. Famous quote. Now, honestly, I didn't know Helen Keller had put out any famous quotes. I don't associate any famous quote with her name.
No, it was more of her actions and who she was, but go ahead. Be interesting.
Okay, so this one is, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart.
Hmm. And coming from someone like Helen Keller, that makes a lot of sense. Because obviously,
even someone who has vision.
Well, I mean, she
makes a lot of sense.
She's coming from a place of someone who didn't have her five senses.
Right.
Didn't have many of her senses, and yet she found a way to appreciate things.
Mm-hmm. And she found what was the real bare bones necessity of life.
She was deaf, blind, and mute, I believe.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So.
So the next one's from John F. Kennedy.
Okay.
"As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Another one well said. I loved all of these, I have to say. And I like looking at inspirational quotes. I do that a lot during the week when I'm having a challenging moment or I'm stuck on a thought of what I'm trying to accomplish, whatever it is. I'll reach out on the internet and I'll go to some. I'll just type in positive quotes and I find some things that just really, really, really inspire me to move forward and get me unstuck. Hmm. And so I hope that these will do that for some of you that, you know, might be in that same position where you can just listen to some other people's positive wisdom to move you forward.
And again, it's enough to just shake you up or to just give you a different perspective on your current situation.
So Vince Lombardi is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
"Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence." Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence.
That's very interesting.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, you know, some people go, set your goals.
Bar low.
Set your bar low and you'll never be disappointed. And
which
is very
point.
True, but you will also not grow and you will not stretch yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you put yourself in situations that are way beyond your current comfort zone, mm-hmm. that's how you reach the stars.
I agree. Totally.
You know, so most of us, our goal is out here and yet we stay within our comfort zone. So we never reach our goals because we have to stretch outside of our comfort zone to reach and obtain that. The thing is as we stretch further out, we get more comfortable with that situation, then more comfortable, and suddenly we've reached our goal, and now we're setting a new goal, which, again, our goals are always set outside of our comfort zone, so we continually have to stretch.
They should always be set outside of our comfort zone.
If not, they're obtainable very quickly because they're within our comfort zone. They're right here. It's like, hey, I want to do this. Wow, I did it. Done.
And some people, there's different theories on goals, like setting like that. Some people will say, set your goal really close so you can get to it quickly and then set another goal. And other people say, set your goal so that it's something you have to reach for.
Well, again, I think if you stretch for your goals, I think it's a great thing because you are you're trying to expand yourself. And a mind that is expanded can never go back to what it was.
That's a good point, yeah.
So if you set your goals outside and usually are outside of your comfort zone, you expand into that. I recently had a situation where we were playing Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and someone had said to me, "We really want you to sing 'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And I go, I've never really read this story as a child. I grew up in an Italian family.
You said sing, but they actually wanted you to read the book.
Oh.
Live.
Live, yes. Read it aloud.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with reading aloud. I'm just not comfortable with it. And I said, okay, I'm going to have to do this. And so I read that book every single day for a week. And I put myself in that position going, I have to read it. And do you know that when I got to the point to read it,
you had it down and you were really comfortable with it and you had it. You were ready.
I had it. I was ready. And all of a sudden I got thrown three more curveballs that would have really thrown me unless I had really prepared myself. And here I was reading the book to myself, and the little kids in front of me are grabbing at the book and pulling at it and saying, hey, can we hear the story about the Grinch instead? And I go, no, you can't hear the story about the Grinch.
I learned this for a solid week. I've been reading this story every day, and you kids are going to hear it.
This is my story, well, and you're not like going to mess with it. Exactly. And I had to read it, so I had to tilt it to the side.
So they could see the pictures.
So they could see the pictures.
They wanted to see the pictures, and didn't know that either.
Wow.
You did really well being thrown under the bus.
You know what, though? I was really proud of myself to actually have put myself in that position, because I could have easily said,
no.
That
was way outside of your comfort.
I don't want to do it, or I can't do it. And they're like, you could do it. I'm like, okay, I guess I can. I'm going to have to do it. Just do it.
But the preparation in a situation like that is what calms you down.
Yeah.
The next quote is from Jimmy Dean. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
It's like, don't be so rigid on your course. Be flexible and be able to say, it's okay to go this path for a little bit to get me there. I've got to go around this stump or this obstacle. I can go around it. I can go over it. It's not going to stop me from getting to my destination. I just need to readjust my sails.
Yes. Yes. And you know, they say the journey of a ship that crosses the sea, 95% of the time that it's traveling, it doesn't see its actual final destination.
Right.
It just knows if it adjusts and adjusts and adjusts,
it'll get there.
Mm-hmm. And the currents change and the winds change, and the boat just has to figure out the ocean to keep going towards where it wants to go.
Yeah.
And the waves are going to push it to the left and to the right, and it just knows, well, I know I need to end up
there. I
got to
get there.
Yeah.
Totally. The next one's from Audrey Hepburn. And I really like this one. This is probably my favorite of all of them.
You love it. They really love it.
Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible. Impossible. Wow. I am possible. Nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible.
That's really clever.
I like that one.
That's really clever.
I love things that make you look at
things that make you go,
yourself as a possibility in the positive realm. And that's a lot of, you know, what we're talking about today. Now, this next one is, this is another Vince Lombardi. The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with what you have? What do you have? Well, you've got brains, you've got ambition, and you got two hands. Yeah. And even if you don't.
You have an ability and a desire, and I have done a motivational presentation before in the past, and I was talking to a bunch of people that had just recently gotten out of jail. And I said, someone had mentioned something about music, that they wanted to do something with music. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, they said, oh, well, you know, you got to get into a recording studio and I don't have money for that. And I really want to do it. And I said, well, what do you have? I says, well, you know, you're already limiting yourself. And I said, what if you were to barter your skills or services to get studio time? And they says, well, what do you mean? I says, well, what if the guy needs his office cleaned? I said, what if you offered to wash his car, detail his car? What if you offered to clean his garage? What if you offer different services? You have skills that you're not applying. You can take out the trash and you can help wash windows and you can do a lot of things.
Yeah, I'll be your cleaning service for a couple weeks.
Exactly. The whole point was is that you don't necessarily need to use an exchange of money
in order to
get
proceed.
What you want in this world. We are under the assumption that everyone needs to get paid. But if you actually look at it, trading a service for a service, that's the way we've done it back in the day before currency was around. And to go back to that allows and changes everything that you're thinking about. You're like, oh, I can get a service for a service.
Now, I just want
to finish with that real quick. After saying that, these particular kids were blown away because they had never, ever thought of that. And I went, it opens up their perspective to, oh my God, I guess I could get this done or get that done.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The next one is Maya Angelou. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud.
Yeah. Try to help someone out who's having a bad day.
Yeah.
Try to be the little light in there.
Yeah, because, you know, it's amazing when you do things for others, how gratifying it is to self. And I love that. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. And that's it for our quotes today. I hope you enjoyed the extra special little batch. And we'll come up with some other great ones for next week.
USALuxuryDirect.com. Luxury goods to your doorstep. Get name brands like Waterford Crystal, Kate Spade, Swarovski Crystal. A variety of luxury items straight to your doorstep. Get ready for the holiday season. Go to USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to.
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. January 14th to the 17th, Women's Healing Retreat, Ojai, California. January 22nd to the 24th, Recreate Yourself in Nevada City, California. January 28th is the Healing Water Spa Tour in Desert Springs, California. In February, we have a Yoga and Snowshoe Retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. Healing the Heart, February 5th to the 7th, in Carlsbad, California. February 15th to the 20th is the Wellness and Spiritual Retreat in India. If you're looking for something to do and you want to plan ahead to a vacation, we have events all the way through May of 2016 on our events calendar. So feel free to join us. And if you know of something we should be posting, please let us know on humanitarianradio.com. So this next song we're going to play is a song that I really resonated to. And actually, when I first met Tony and I had heard this song, it was my self coming out party. Because for me, when I listened to the song, it really inspired me to shed some of the old leaves and branch some new ones. So the song says, one of the lines in it is, "I'm here shining my light for the first time in years." And I think it's a beautiful song to start out the new year with, because a lot of people are making new shifts and new changes right now. And so is it your time to shine your light for the first time in years?
Yes, it is your time. And this song is there to inspire you to do so. So we hope you enjoy it. This is Saint Tone, Shine Your Light.
I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. Outside and you feel you've been denied.
So that was Saint Tone, Shine My Light. If you'd like to hear that song or a lot of other positive songs, be sure to go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.